Welcome, welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, welcome, welcome to Youth Action Radio Network. You are now live with Youth Action Radio Network, the voice of today's youth, where we discuss real-life issues impacting kids in school. For those of our listeners that have called in and are currently live with us online, please pardon our brief 8-minute delay in getting on air. We had some technical difficulties. We are now live on air. Our original discussion for today's topic was what can kids do to make a difference in their school community. Before we get to that topic, we want to make a few brief statements. Once again, we are live from T.A. Wilson Academy with student Nathaniel Henn, goes by the nickname Nate Dogg. He's live in the studio. Say what's up, Nate.
What's up, everybody?
So today's show is designed for students to have a platform and a voice here in our community and our schools to give them an opportunity to contribute constructive advice and contributions to their school community to make a difference for their school environment, their school climate. My name is Hakeem Crampton. I am the Adult Allies for the Student Advocacy Center of Michigan, where we have Youth Action Michigan located at T.A. Wilson Academy, youth-driven, youth-led student organization fighting to end the school-to-prison pipeline, a school push-out with the mission aimed to reach students, organize students to be a contributing voice to issues and concerns that affect students and their school and home environment. In this platform, Youth Action Michigan, we have three chapters here locally in the state of Michigan, and we are affiliated with several dozen more around the country through another organization, Dignities in Schools Campaign. So those that are joining us live, you may also share our call-in number. Our live call-in number is 929-477-3763. That is 929-477-3763. We'd be happy to ultimately take callers. Shortly, hopefully, we'll see if anyone online once we get our technical difficulties out the way. But let's get into our topic real quick. This is our debut show for 2017, the Youth Action Radio Network. Let's get our topic in play real quick. We're here with Nathaniel Henn, Nate Dogg here at T.A. Wilson Academy. And so let's ask him our first question is, what can students do to make a difference in their home community?
We can be respectful, more kindful to each other. We need to get more activities so we can keep the kids off the streets. There's a lot of things that we can do to make sure these kids stay out of trouble. Like, we can get more basketball games in. We can try to get wrestling games. We can probably get football games. We can try to get these kids to stay out of trouble, man. And,
So tell us some of the things you do, you know, in your personal life, your after-school activities, extracurricular activities, things you do on the weekend, things you do to stay out of trouble.
I go to the library, probably read some books or two, get on the computer, check my emails, and then probably head home, get on the game for a little bit, and then for a few more hours I will exercise.
Good. So what are some of the other things that other kids here could do in the community or that are doing in the community that you know of?
Like, I know a few kids that probably do some bad things in the community, which is not good for them. And the things that it can change, they can hang out with me and start being good, start acting right, be more better in themselves, and change their character and their and their possibilities, their opportunities, open up their mind a little bit.
Yeah, I understand. So let me ask you another question. What are some of the things that adults and the community and the school and your teachers, what are the things that we need to do to help you, you know, fulfill your dreams and hopes while you're in school trying to get there? What can we do?
You guys can talk to us and see how we're going through, how we're doing, and why we want to pursue our dreams. And you need to ask these questions because some of these kids don't know what they want to do in life. Like me, I know what I want to do. I want to be an artist and an architect in the future.
Right. So you need support to reach that goal.
Yeah.
So are those opportunities available to you right now to pursue that? Are they available in your school? Are they available in your community? Where are those things available, and how do you tap into those things to pursue your dreams?
Kratz Schaefer can help with that if you want to get a job real fast. They'll try to send out applications to where you want to go. And some of the things that you can't go is, like, to the YMCA downtown. There's, like, other stuff that I don't know that I can check out.
Good, good. So let me ask you one more question before we take a brief little station break. Tell us a little bit about Youth Action. Youth Action Michigan is a program that you're a part of that has now launched this show, Youth Action Radio Network. Tell us a little bit about it. Tell us about, you know, your involvement, the things that you've been doing within this organization and group, some activities, some of your friends that are involved.
Well, this is basically a program to lead students to social justice. It's an initiative that helps build self and collective power to create positive change in schools and the community with support of caring adults like my friend Hakeem. Our current focus is to challenge schools' push out to find alternative solutions to suspensions while fighting to dismantle to school to prison pipeline. And I'm in it because I want to change the school to push kids to join us and change their actions to make them realize being suspended is not good because they need that education. And while I'm in this group, I want to change to, like, the school food, school lunch. Here's TA. And I want to, you know, put some more activities in the school.
What type of activities would you like to see?
Like chess clubs, jazz clubs, magic clubs. There's all other ideas I got. There's some people like me. I like cartoons from Japan called anime. I really think some kids here in school would like that idea. We can do drawing contests. We can raise money to get more equipment in the school. It's just like personal ideas that I like to share to everybody that's listening right now. And that's pretty much what I got for this question.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Youth Action Radio Network, Yarn FM, the voice of today's youth, where we discuss real-life issues impacting kids in school. I am the Youth Adult Ally Facilitator for the Student Advocate Center of Michigan, Hakeem Crampton. And I am in the studio with your host, DJ Nate Dogg, Nathaniel Hamm, and we are live from T.A. Wilson Academy. All right, so let's get into a few more discussions. Let's talk about Youth Action Radio Network and what this program, what this radio station is all about. Let's tell us a little bit about it. What Yarn is about?
Yarn is basically about we get in guests, we talk to them, questions, like a lot of questions, like about school, about what they can change about school, assignments, like news updates, education topics, suspensions, exploitations, school policies, and much more. We will update them every day on Tuesday. So, and we just talk about communities. We can also have live callers call us, ask us questions. Check out our site. And stick with us.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's excellent. We're very grateful to Devin Moore, the principal here at T.A. Wilson Academy, Superintendent Jeff Beal, for giving us an opportunity to actually give students a voice and to work within the school. Because one of the things about Youth Action Michigan is that Youth Action Michigan is dedicated to constructive contributions to the school. And so our goal is to give a platform to students to be able to learn about education policy, to learn about how students can contribute to participating and bettering their school climate, helping, working together as a collaborative, as a joint collaboration with educators, with the community, with the parents, to help build a stronger and better school environment. And that's the goal. And so Youth Action Michigan is dedicated to that, to working with and collaborating with. And so we are very grateful that JPS, Jackson Public School District, has recognized the value of this organization and its positive contribution to the school environment, to the school climate. So we're grateful to be here at T.A. Wilson Academy, airing live. You can join us every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. By listening in live online at www.blogtalkradio.com. And that is Youth Action Radio Network. You can listen in live by calling. That is area code 929-477-3763. At that time, you'll be able to chat, whether online or by telephone. You'll be able to listen into these segments live each week and help us and contribute your ideas, your advice, your input. We'd love to hear from you. And once again, thank you for joining us. You listen to Youth Action Radio Network, the voice of today's youth, where we discuss real-life issues impacting kids in school. So we got DJ Nathaniel Hen, Nate Dogg in the building. And one of the things about Youth Action Radio Network is that it's the voice of youth. So tell us how important it is for you to have a voice in your school.
Well, having a voice in our school is to empower kids, you know, make it better in here, make sure there's no fights, no nothing. We got to speak up to make the change that we want to make the change in the school. And I'm willing to do that, but I need help with my fellow peers, you know, to make things happen. I can't do them alone at my school. So, yeah.
Yeah. So what about some of your fellow colleagues here, part of Youth Action Michigan? Tell us about some of your friends here. You know, you got a lot of good friends here that's been working with you in this group. Tell us about some of the positive things that they're about and what they're doing.
What they're doing is that they're creating stories for kids for suspension, and we're making a book. So I hope that gets working on soon, because I really want to get that out so people can read it, see what we're going through. Maybe we get others to stand up with us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about that. The collecting of stories of students that have been suspended, and the objective to collect these stories is to filter out what students could do in retrospect, what could a student have done in retrospect of that suspension, and also to seek out what the education system, what the teacher or principal at the school could have also done differently in retrospect. So the goal is to present these stories of students that have been suspended, and let's reexamine them in retrospect after the fact, after the suspension, after the consequence, et cetera. And let's reevaluate, because I think that that's what we're coming to, where we're starting to realize that we have to explore other alternatives to suspensions and expulsions, and we really have to take time to examine how we go about doing that. And it's very important to the school system that they maintain a safe and productive environment. And we have to maintain, as students, we have to maintain that we are fitting within an acceptable, appropriate parameter to fit within the school environment, to be contributing students, to be able to get what we need to get out of the school, and to go home at the end of each day, you know, successfully having got an education. And that's the goal of both parties working together. So these stories are designed to give us a platform to look at our schools, look at our behavior of our students, and find alternative ways to solve them. So tell us about one example of one time you've been suspended and how you could have dealt with it differently.
I was suspended for supposedly being disrespectful to Mr. Higgs, our security guard, because I wasn't going to get my phone, and I had to see a text from my dad where my appointment was and when I was at. It was important. He told me to give it to me because he thought it was my music playing in the hallway and wasn't. And I got upset with him, dropped it on the floor and broke it. And then he said, forget about it. And then next thing I know, I had got suspended for like 3 days because I did that. I wish I didn't do it, because he kind of got on to me for saying something that I didn't really do. And it kind of made me mad because we could have sat down and talked about it instead of arguing back and forth. And I think it would have been a lot better to talk to him man to man or man to student. But it's back in the past, so it doesn't really bother me anymore. I'm learning how to stay out of trouble myself from this school, so I won't get any more suspensions.
Yeah, that's good. And that's what we believe is going to help us solve this problem, is when we actually, both parties, students and educators, get a chance to really reflect in retrospect and start reexamining how we're dealing with behavior in schools. And I think this book, the collection of these stories, will be an opportunity for both of us. And we hope to actually sit down once these stories are collected and share these with everyone, the community, parents, educators, students, and have a real discussion about this. So once again, you've been listening live to Youth Action Radio Network, the voice of today's youth. We're discussing real-life issues impacting kids in school. We thank you for joining us. If you are currently online with us, we thank you for joining us. If you are listening by telephone, we thank you for joining us. And once again, we can be reached at area code 929-477-3763. Or you can log on online at www.blogtalkradio.com. And our station is YARN, Youth Action Radio Network. At this time, we're going to end our episode a couple minutes early. We thank everyone for listening and participating. We'll be back next Tuesday at 7 a.m. Join us live next Tuesday at 7 a.m. to Youth Action Radio Network. Let DJ Nate Dogg sign off.
This is Nate Dogg, a.k.a. Nathaniel Head, signing off with Hot Key.
Peace. Be safe out there.